Mr. Teef production.
The only show 10 out of 10 dentists approve of. It's the RT Podcast.
Yeah.
I am one of your hosts, Armando Torres, and joining me as always are my co-hosts,
Andrew Rosas
and
The Spare.
Et cetera. Get that lower third, et cetera.
So named because you're versatile and black.
Yeah. These are both two. These are my truths.
Welcome to the box checking podcast.
Hi. I'm the professional diversity hire. I still have that in my Twitter bio. I keep forgetting to change it.
Oh, you absolutely shouldn't.
I'm gonna leave it. I think.
In fact, I'm gonna go change mine to the brown one.
I'm changing mine to secret Mexican because people don't know.
No, they can't know.
They can't know. Redacted.
Can we? Yeah. I want that fully. Just like. Over your mouth, just blurt out. No one can know I'm.
Yeah, I turn into like Peanuts adults, like a horn. Womp, 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 womp.
I thought Rosas was a German last day.
I've been referred.
I thought he was the mountain in Oregon. Did you guys listen last week?
Yeah. They will absolutely. My favorite comments about me are being referred to as white guy number 15 or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, first of all, he's Mexican number 8. That's not.
It's true. Yeah. Get it right.
No. He's Mexican number 432. You can't stop us from making ones of us.
I'm in here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Man, it's good to be here again. They have, for some unknown reason, given us the ability to film a second one. So it's so good to be here. And I thought that I'm going to be real with you guys. My entire timeline on social media has been clogged up with the news of that submarine that went down to like explore the Titanic and then itself ironically got like really lost.
I'm locked out of Twitter.
Oh.
I don't, it's a 2FA thing. It's fine. I only have it on this laptop, only on my work account.
I don't know that that's better actually.
If I like get logged out of this, then I just don't have Twitter.
I mean a mental health bonus.
It's been great so far.
Yeah, especially because your current Twitter name is World War III Draft Dodger. And that'll just stick on there forever after they implement the new draft.
Yeah.
Oh no, incriminating evidence.
But I've seen these stories and I want to be clear that the outlook is not looking great, and I am being very specific here with my wording. We are recording this on Wednesday the 21st, I believe it is now. And
at
5 p.m.
Not so that who cares what times it's recorded.
We don't know what's going to happen.
Mm. We don't know the fates of the individuals in the lost submarine at this point while we record.
But what I have not been able to stop thinking about is a thing that it's not a bit. I'm being very genuine and vulnerable with you both right now. And you too. I'm terrified of the ocean.
Oh, same.
And why wouldn't you be?
Okay, here's my thing. I come from a my parents loved like going on like cruises for vacation instead of just like flying somewhere like a normal person. Mm-hmm. And it horrifies me. They're like, "All right, guys, it's Christmas. Let's go on the ocean." And I'm like, going on the ocean in the wintertime is what got those people in that situation.
Yeah.
Like that's how the Titanic sunk. I don't want to do that. The ocean is horrifying.
What I think is very funny is that you were like, my parents go on cruises, which is when I was a kid, I used to think that being able to go into the ocean was like the most rich person thing you could do.
It's funny.
No, it's all poor people.
Yeah, used to be what extremely poor people had to do.
Yeah,
Now it's something that medium people do poorly and something that rich people do upsettingly.
And yeah. if you live in Texas, you can go to our beaches, which is a tour of the world's soggiest diapers. It's just a Huggies, Loves, whatever it is. I mean, you can get a real tour of all of them. It's the grossest place on earth.
I've never been to the Texas shore. I've been to your ocean, California ocean, mm-hmm. which is cold, and that's I hate that.
It's beautiful.
I'm from Georgia. I had to be in the cesspit of the Florida ocean. Mm-hmm. It's hot water, and no one told me that your ocean was cold, and you ever hear like a dog's tail get stepped on? That's the noise I made when I dipped my toe in the ocean.
Borf.
No, I just,
Oh my god.
Yeah. Man, can we get that on the soundboard? Jesus. Yeah. That was pure audio quality in that. That's great.
I lived near what you're calling my ocean.
Your ocean.
Which I like.
Mondo's ocean.
I am the king of the ocean.
The Mondo.
King Triton over here.
Yeah. I lived next to the ocean when I lived in San Diego for a little bit, and it was really fun and really beautiful, and it's like absolutely stunning. And then I went out and got stung by a jellyfish, and I went, oh, never again. No. I forget like other shit lives in there.
A bunch of shit, like, and we know like 1% of it. But also, I can't believe that you went into the ocean and got stung by a jellyfish, because I saw a jellyfish on the beach one time, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, I don't ever need to go in the ocean. And then I didn't for 7 years.
Well, SpongeBob made me think that they were all cool and chill.
You thought they threw house parties?
Yeah.
They made delicious jams?
I thought that jellyfish were just like this cool thing that were beautiful to look at, and instead they sting you, and it feels like the most confusing rug burn you've ever gotten in your entire life. And then, to make matters worse, I got stung by a jellyfish, took 6 months off from going into the ocean, and then some friends came and visited, and were like, hey, we should go back in. Well, they didn't say back in. I lied to everyone. People were like, hey, how often do you go to the beach? And I was like, yeah, all the time.
Weekly?
I love how wet it gets.
Oh man, you see these luscious curls? Those are sun beach made. Yeah.
I love when the wave come in, it looked like a latte on top. You know what I mean? And they're like, have you seen water before?
Mondo putting lemon juice in his hair so it looks like he's been out all summer on the beach.
Yeah.
And we go into the water, and then I got stung by another jellyfish.
That's on you. That's skill issue.
That's what I'm saying. Because the first time you get stung
by... Was it the same beach?
I thought you were going to ask, was it the same jellyfish?
There's just other jellyfish buddies like, hey bro, here he comes. It's that guy who got up in your shit. Get him.
Yeah, his name is Jordan the jellyfish, and he's got a real big problem with me. When you get stung a first time, you're like, what a crazy, absolute, wild fucking thing. That, like, how many times have I gone in the water and I've never been stung by a jellyfish?
And then it happens back to back.
And then it happens, especially after that back to back break was because I got stung by a jellyfish. But I'll tell you the absolute worst part is maybe this is how little we know about the ocean, is that I had always been taught that when you get stung by a jellyfish, the first thing you're supposed to do is take a piss on it. And so my friend jumped into action almost so fast that it made me upset that he was ready to.
He had dick out like way too fast.
Before I even said jellyfish, he was like, I'm ready. And then he just stood up.
You awoken something in him that day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he pissed on my calf. And then the lifeguard got here and he went, oh yeah, that's like a total misnomer. Like, we have this stuff. It's basically just like an ammonia wash, and you don't actually have to piss on people. It's actually really unsanitary to just do that.
I really hate that for you. What did he do after that?
The lifeguard?
Friend, no, your friend. Did he just go, I'm sorry, and then like the studio
and,
audience
and then
left?
Start a FetLife account?
Yeah.
There's no joke that is funnier than the true answer, which is what he did. His name is Jacob. What Jacob did was he went, bro, I didn't know that. And you didn't know that either. For all we knew, in that moment, I saved your fucking life.
That's like a snake. That's like if you had like a snake bite and it was like, I didn't know that you didn't have to suckle on my thigh, bro. I thought I was gonna die.
I just love the idea of the extent of his action was he peed on me.
Just a little bit.
Peed on me. And I saved your life.
What is a medical amount of piss, by the way?
Apparently two Sprite cans.
Yeah. Hey, I know you've got to suck the poison out of my leg, but do you have to caress my thigh while you do it? Do you have to ever so gingerly?
You have to lay on your stomach while you do it. I just want to know, like, can we do this a different way?
There's got to be a different
way. Why did you light a candle to suck the poison out of my leg?
Are there poisonous sea creatures?
Oh, tons of poisonous.
Yes, they're mostly poisonous.
Oh, why do we... See, this is...
First off, puff for fish. Second off, that's aren't right. jellyfish, isn't that what it is? It's poison or is it venom? I don't know the difference.
Venom is when they bite and they inject you. So poison is when they have like stinging cells that like, yeah.
Really?
Like, so I guess, yeah, I guess that's a form of poison.
One is like you bite it, the other one, it bite you.
Huh.
That's how I was, that's how I was taught it.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. Holy shit.
Yeah, I don't know which is which, though.
Yeah, one hurts me when it eats me. The other hurts me when I eat it. Yeah. That is...
Words, I mean, yeah, world shattering. Yeah, jellyfish are fucking nightmares. My sister actually was just in Mexico recently, and she got stung by a jellyfish.
Yeah. What are they doing? Are they, are they talking?
Here's the scariest... No, here's the scariest part, is that... You're like out there and you're swimming and you're fine. And then they just appear.
Yeah,
like they come
that's...
out of the deep and then you realize you're surrounded by jellyfish. It's true horror movie shit. And they just like appear. It's fucked up.
I literally don't like the Pokemon Drifloon just because it makes me think about jelly. Something about the way they move makes me want to unalive myself. I do not care for it. I do not like it. I don't like how they swarm. I don't like how they're phosphorescent or whatever the fuck it is. I don't like anything.
Bioluminescent. Yeah.
I don't like how they all know how to move together but don't have a brain or a nervous system.
I don't like that they live forever.
They
do you
live
know that
forever?
And there's some jellyfish that have like literally like they can de-age their cells and basically go back to their like larval state.
Yeah,
it's totally
why aren't
fucked
we doing
up.
That instead of the baby blood?
correct No, it's completely fucked up. And it's also fucked up that we give them cool ass names like Portuguese man of war. Like that's a badass name.
A great porn name. That's a Portuguese Man of War is a classic.
Well, Portuguese Wares is where I grew up as a child, and Man of War was my favorite soda. So. Yeah, I don't like that it just lives forever, and what it does with its with the gift of eternal life is it goes, I'm going to fuck up that guy's leg. I'm going to make his friend piss on him. And I started that sentence not liking them, and I'm going back. If you gave me immortality, I would also spend it trying to trick people into pissing on a chick. It's weird to 180 in the middle of a sentence. I am terrified of the ocean. I
don't like it at all.
I've been afraid of water ever since I was a child. I thought this was a unique fear, but it's apparently something that the whole world experienced, which is being in a pool and being absolutely certain without a shadow of doubt that there is a shark in the pool.
Uh-huh.
With you. That somehow, even though when you get out of the pool, you can look inside and you see that it's completely clear.
I don't think I was in water enough because I've never had that thought.
I had that thought 100% of the time. But suddenly the moment my feet could touch the bottom of the pool again, which after 13 was just always.
Most of the time, yeah.
You mean the safe zone?
Yeah, the safe zone. As soon as my feet touched the safe zone, it was a normal pool again. But the moment my feetsies lifted up off the ground, shark in the water.
Yeah, unless it's an Olympic sized swimming pool now, every pool is a kiddie pool for Mondo. Yeah.
It's the blanket foot rule.
Yeah.
If your foot's out of the blanket, monster under the bed, and the blanket can't get you safe.
And I just, but
that monster,
just looking seductively.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm gonna get them toes.
Lighting a candle like it's gonna take a piss on you. Yeah. I'm just realizing that there are a lot of monsters that were seductive and liked pissing on people, and I don't want to spend more time here. All right, folks, we've got a great show for you tonight. And we have a game show thought up by the evil minds over at Andrew Roses Incorporated. Without further ado, let's go to Bottoms Up.
Bottoms Up, the game where two friends will ask each other questions, which are deeply personal and frankly, kind of embarrassing. If they choose not to answer because the question is too much, they get an ingredient added to their cup. But if they do answer it, that ingredient goes in the other person's cup. At the end of a few rounds, we cheers and play Bottoms Up.
All right.
Yum.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, is everyone excited to play
excited.
This game?
I got asked to be a drinker.
Yeah.
You said, hey, want to get some drinks after work? And I said, yeah. And you went, oh, I'll change your plans. How about during work? And I said, even better.
And you said, I'm looking so forward to just going out and grabbing a drink with you. No cameras, just the two of us.
No,
just
performing.
Two friends, just really real. Having a great time together, learning about each other,
here
growing closer. Yes, I need to introduce our players. We have Armando Torres, co-host of the Rooster Teeth podcast. You know him, you love him. We also have Michael Jones is here with us today.
Hi.
Of Rooster Teeth, of
Hi.
Achievement Hunter.
I'm here.
Co-host of
I'll
Off Topic.
Be here.
Yes.
Yeah. I co-host.
I want to say two things. One, if you want to see the lineup of disgusting ingredients that we have, If you're an audio listener, go check out the video version on the Rooster Teeth site, because I'm looking at all these things and none of them mix well. And if that doesn't sell you on it, you should go to the Rooster Teeth site just to see Michael's outfit and see a man dressed like a undercover cop at a Planet Fitness.
What do you mean undercover? This is my monkey crotch camo. I blend in perfectly.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's good.
Can I grab your attention?
To start this game, we need to start off with a drink base, of course. You need to have something that we're going to mix into everything. So the base today is going to be Liquid Death Mango Chainsaw. Oh, so we'll go ahead and start.
Whoa, they do flavors? I thought we were just going to do a cup of water. Oh, but no, mango water.
Now that's deadly. Fucking extreme. Okay.
So, first question. Did a little coin flip backstage. Okay. Armando, you won the first, won the coin toss. So you go first with this question for Michael.
All right. Michael Jones, what is the dumbest thing that you have ever expensed to Rooster Teeth?
Pass.
First out the gate. Perfect. Beautiful.
Oh, and you really.
I want to test to see how this works.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's the first. That's first question, first pass. And the ingredient is Valentina.
Oh, what is
Valentina
that?
Valentina is a wonderful hot sauce.
Ooh, okay.
That's getting this chainsaw is getting more rusty as we add a little bit of Valentina to the mango chainsaw.
That mixes so well.
Yeah, look at
how
ooh.
It just kind of immediately plummeted to the bottom.
Oh, God.
Like how it congeals.
Like turds,
yeah, how it congeals at the bottom. Beautiful.
Okay.
We love that. All right.
Well, that was easy.
Michael?
Uh-huh.
Well, ask Armando the next question.
I've been thinking about this. Oh, God. Freestyle rap for us? Question mark? Will you freestyle rap for us?
Yes.
Rough. I felt like mine was easier.
What, you didn't answer yours.
Yeah, but if I did, it would have been.
Do I get to see what the ingredient is?
Absolutely not.
It's your favorite one, though. Whatever you want the most, it's that one.
It's well, that one.
It's either fucking cream of mushroom soup or the pussy-flavored Doritos. I just...
Come on, you don't even know what that tastes like.
You look thirsty.
Got him!
Do you have a beat?
DJ, can we drop a beat on him?
This is awful.
That's like a porno, too.
Yeah. Stop dancing.
Not at all. What I think of. Oh, rap me.
The dance that our producer is doing off camera is tantamount to war crimes. We can never show that.
Why you make the brownest man on camera rap, huh? Hey, bottoms up. What's in the cup? Damn, this shit fucking sucks. I'm looking at his. It looks like he'll blow chunks. This shit is awful. What rhymes with awful? Not a lot.
Boom.
Fuck. How long do I have to rhyme? I mean, what's the time that I'm confined into filling up with space? Shit. Is it a race thing that you made rap?
It's pretty
no,
good.
I shouldn't even say that because Andrew is technically brown too. I bet you didn't know that, fool.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The last name.
Ladies and gentlemen, he did it. He done did it.
Feel like I won.
Oh, you didn't win at all.
You didn't win at all.
He did it.
But he did it. Exactly. It wasn't good. So that means.
It was good to watch.
But you know what? That means this ingredient goes in Michael's glass, which is.
What is it?
Maple syrup. It's not even a fucking bad one.
No, I told you it was going to be your favorite.
I would have actually just drank maple syrup.
You should have passed.
Fuck me. God damn it.
People are losing it off camera. Here we got
it's taking its time.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know if you could see it in the PTZ, but he dropped the maple syrup in and the whole drink went and created a froth.
It's becoming alive.
Yeah, it's spicy. It's sweet. It's got everything.
Actually, that might not be bad.
You put some bourbon in that shit would be delicious.
Do we have bourbon on the table?
We sadly don't.
Unfortunate. Probably not going to happen.
We have Bismol. Michael. What is the most specific thing that you have typed into a porn search bar?
I have typed. Well, okay. This one time, I've typed pass.
Uh,
Really?
Yeah.
Pass.
I want to make sure I still understand the rules. So I get an ingredient.
You get the ingredient. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. I'm going to get more than you.
That's such a low. You I'm gonna don't get want more, than more you. Ingredients. I have a clean glass of water.
Ooh. Has that have the tie? Strawberry milk.
Oh.
Strawberry oh, milk no. is going into the. Because of the pass. Eek, all right, here we
How
go.
How do you think that's going to work together?
I think it's going to curdle.
Do it slowly. Yeah. And it might yeah, not curdle.
Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. Whisk oh. it in there. I don't like that. That looks it won't good. Mix.
That looks good. Well, then it can't curdle if it won't mix.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and give that a whiff.
Yeah, how's that smelling?
Hot. It smells hot.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
You call this Stop hot strawberry that. Milk.
Michael, your next question for Armando.
This is a long one. Oh, here we go. What's your bank checking account balance right now?
Mine?
I guess.
So that's actually a trick question, Andrew.
Is that right?
Because technically my current balance is $102.91, but my current available balance is $0. Wow. 0 cents.
Let's get a, can we get a tight one, tight close up in on that
I
one?
I don't know yeah. that you can.
Okay. Well,
what's your current bank account balance? Cause here's the thing. If you tell me what yours is, I'll take this ingredient.
Uh-huh.
Cause oh. I want to know.
Pass.
What do you mean fucking pass?
That wasn't even my question.
I know it wasn't your question.
Okay, so, but because you were forthright, we get to add the next ingredient, which is Clamato. Everyone's favorite beverage.
Oh, God.
Clamato, and it's been
is
opened.
Is it Clamato or Clamato?
It's Clamato, Clamato.
Okay. Now that pairs really well with the sauce.
Okay.
Yeah. And well, that, with two of them.
Okay. So
now that made stuff happen on the top.
That really made stuff happen. For a listening audience, Michael Jones has a abomination in yeah. front of him. Armando has a clean glass of water.
Yeah. Michael looks like he made a smoothie out of a kitten. It's quite possibly the grossest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. This is upsetting.
Who is the last person you jacked off to?
Like at, or what do you mean? What does that mean?
Well, it doesn't know.
It doesn't say toward. Yeah, it says oh, no, to. Wait.
Yeah, okay. You're right. I read this wrong. Michael Jones. Who the last
sorry.
Person you jerked off onto?
Gotcha.
No. Who was the last person you jerked it gotcha. To?
I would have answered the other one, but that's a pass. That's a pass. That crosses the line. I won't come God. On here and be embarrassed.
I won't stand for this. We'll simply not stand for this.
But you'll come on somebody else and be proud.
Well, you don't know because yeah, that wasn't the question.
That's fair.
And with that.
What do we got?
Sriracha chili sauce getting added to your beverage. This keeps getting, this is. This
do you think that'll make any difference at this point?
It's creating a little ecosystem
yeah,
in there.
It's going to start moving and breathing soon. It looks like someone has already just thrown up in a cup.
Yeah.
It just looks like
that's gonna look the same going in as going out. Yeah,
vomit in a cup.
All right, this is the last round.
Oh, thank God.
Let me use your phone to message your significant other.
What?
Can I do? Is that possible?
Yeah.
This is the last round.
Yeah.
I feel like if I could make it out with a clean, fucking, no, with nothing.
I'm trying to.
I think I gotta make it out clean.
Oh, okay. I won't read what's before it. I want to though.
Oh,
okay.
Don't you want to scroll? Don't you want to go to the person's name and see photos? Don't do that.
Don't do that. Please don't do that.
Ooh, the tension. I can feel the heat radiating off Armando right now. It's like it's palpable. Like,
all right, send it.
What'd you?
Wait, hang on. Okay. He made it out clean.
He made it. Oh.
What did he? I'm so fucking sorry.
It doesn't seem like something you would say.
No.
I was going for shock and awe.
Did we just end your relationship on this show?
I think so.
But hey, guess what, pal? You get to drink a glass of clean water. And we add one final thing to,
what is it?
We add cream of mushroom soup. Oh. So.
Okay. Someone just made an odd.
Let's get a
Oh, that's
it. Doesn't even pour. It kind of.
You gotta try harder.
You gotta hold it upside
down. Scrape it out.
Stop.
I gotta use a finger.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could. I would use. Why would you use your finger?
Jesus.
We're gonna use a paintbrush from the set.
Man, this was really sitting.
Let's give that a nice stir, a nice mix.
Here, let's not half-ass this guy.
Okay, you wanna? Here we go.
I don't want the whole thing because then it just won't make. That's pretty good.
A team lit.
That's pretty good. That's the stuff.
Is there a more vile consistency?
Just gonna go ahead and say, audio listeners, you don't want to see the video for this one.
I actually will encourage you not to tune into the video version.
That's just bad business practice. What you're doing?
Don't
right
go
now.
To roosterteeth.com. Don't watch it.
Come on here. I'd be on your show. You tell people not to watch.
Fuck you,
ladies and gentlemen. This has been Bottoms Up. Please clink your glasses. Cheers to this wonderful game show, and cheers to Michael Jones. Cheers. For being on the show. Oh God.
Bottoms up.
Oh.
I'm fucking terrified of you. I don't feel like I fucking won.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I've lost everything.
I got more.
The smell of the fucking.
It's spicy.
Oh.
It's like a Bloody Mary. Who has celery?
Get fucked.
This has been Bottoms Up. Bye.
This episode of the RT Podcast is sponsored by our friends at Shady Rays. Boy, have they got you covered for the warm weather ahead with premium polarized shades at an affordable price. Andrew, how expensive are the sunglasses you own right now?
They're actually very reasonably priced because I use Shady Rays now.
Whoa!
That's right. I used to have an expensive pair of sunglasses and I broke them almost instant. Like, it was one of the most heartbreaking moments of my life. It's like, hey, a nice pair of name redacted sunglasses. Mm-hmm. And yeah, broke. And they don't replace them. They don't have a good replacement policy.
Oh, Andrew, baby, I'm so glad you brought that up. I don't know if you know, but Shady Rays has the world's most impressive loss and protection program where if you break or lose your Shady Rays on day one or anytime afterwards, they will send you a new pair for free, no questions asked. It's absolutely beautiful. And their frames are durable and extremely clear, which makes them great for outdoor adventures. Shady Rays are absolutely fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you worn a pair before?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We were shooting something in here the other day, and I was like, you know, it'd be perfect for those aesthetically and also in terms of looking good. Shady Rays.
This isn't even a joke. I remember you were wearing a pair of glasses that Andrew was like, those are sick as heck. Where did you get those?
And I had them. I tilted the back and I was like, Shady Rays.
Yeah. Did the little like things that they bounce out. Yeah. Yeah.
Look, in case you don't already know, Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that is just as good as any expensive pair that the three of us have ever worn. Yeah. They're durable. They're incredible. They're awesome. The loss and protection program absolutely covers you. No questions asked. It's amazing. It's beautiful. Look, I can read from this gosh dang teleprompter all day, but you're not going to believe me because I'm telling you right now, man to person or dog, if you left this on for your animal, Shady Rays are a good product. And if you don't love them, you can exchange them for a new pair for free within 30 days, okay? Who else is gonna do that? Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code ROOSTERTEETH for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Treat yourself to the shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people. ShadyRays.com, use code ROOSTERTEETH for 50% off 2+ pairs of your polarized sunglasses. I'm done! It's a good product! This episode of the RT Podcast is sponsored by Helix Sleep. Sleep is one of the most universal human experiences that there is. I sleep, Andrew.
I've been known to sleep.
Griff?
I've slept once or twice.
Nice. Heck yeah, dude. It takes up about a third of our lives, and a good night's sleep can have some serious health benefits. I mean, I didn't sleep all last night, and now I'm screaming about advertisements, okay? You don't want to do that. You don't want to put your coworkers through that. Right, Andrew?
Don't you talk to me! Yes!
So why is finding the perfect mattress so hard? Well, thanks to Helix Sleep, finding the perfect mattress just for you is as easy as taking a 2-minute quiz. And what else can you do in 2 minutes? Andrew?
You can fill out a 2-minute survey.
Uh-huh. What else?
You can juggle for 2 minutes.
That's pretty good. What else?
You can jump rope for 2 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like you got a nice good sleep on your shoulders.
Oh, I've got...
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection, and a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers.
Oh.
They're... why are you looking at me?
You're both of those things.
Oh, come on. No, I'm just tall. I'm a normal-sized man.
Yeah, you're a normal 6'5".
I don't... Because one day, Helix Sleep, I'm sorry for this. One day, I'm going to pass on from this mortal coil, and they will find my body laid perfectly to rest on a Helix mattress that will outlive me. And
oh, without question.
Oh, absolutely.
And they'll look at my bones, and they'll go, how did this gorilla afford this amazing mattress? And then they'll go to Helix Mattress's website and go, wow, anyone could afford Helix mattresses. These are incredible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just a mattress made for this big gorilla man. And their mattresses even have cooling technology that helps regulate your body temperature, whatever the season. Helix also offers a 100-night trial so that you can test out your mattress at home and make sure that it's a perfect fit for you. Look, you've heard Gus talking about how he's getting his best night's sleep thanks to his Helix. All he had to do was take a little quiz, find the best mattress for his needs, and boom, perfect Gus-shaped mattress. Although in theory, you would get a perfect U-shaped mattress and not a Gus-shaped mattress because he's very lanky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very Ichabod Crane. I think he's got some Ichabod Crane DNA in there.
Yeah. Truly a monster that has haunted a forest outside of Portland for years. Right now, Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows. Ooh. For our listeners. I feel like the pillows don't get hit on enough. Okay?
They don't. We don't plug the pillow part of that enough, because it's awesome mattress. Also pillows.
Yeah. Like, do you know how comfortable it is to like flip over your pillow to the cool side of the pillow? Imagine a pillow that's all cool side.
Oh,
incredible.
In Texas.
That's the dream.
It's absolutely beautiful. So go to helixsleep.com/rooster. This is their best offer yet, and it will not last long. With Helix, better sleep starts right now. Hello, everyone. We wanted to take a moment and remind you that RTX 2023 is happening July 7th through July 9th. You can join us this summer for a memorable weekend at our camp for indoor kids, which features 15-plus live shows, special meet and greets, exclusive parties, fun panels, and Andrew Roses.
I'll be there, too.
Griff?
I'll be in the escape room.
Oh!
The whole time.
Now, are you going to be trying to escape the whole time, or are you just going to be hiding in there?
There's only one way to find out.
Ooh, cheeky.
Ooh, that's right. RTX has never had an escape room to my knowledge before, and I think that is such a great way to tell you about all the great stuff we have. There's so many things that we haven't been able to do before. This RTX is so different from anyone that I've ever heard of or been to before, and I am absolutely stoked. With guests ranging from your favorite RT groups like Funhouse and Achievement Hunter to friends like Therapy Gecko, the Super Carlin Brothers, and new rock stars, RTX 2023 is an event that you won't want to miss. Badges for this 3-day fun fest are available as low as $55.
Oof, that's a bargain. That's a deal.
Yeah. What else can you do for $55?
Most shirts don't cost $55 these days. That's way more expensive.
That is incredibly true.
It's insane.
This t-shirt was like $60.
It's a t-shirt.
Yeah, this one was like 70.
You can get a badge to this absolute carousel of home run entertainment for $55.
Yeah.
You can't afford not to get a badge to RTX.
No.
I'm sorry. It's incredible.
It's absolutely so much fun, and we are so excited for it, and we're looking forward to meeting all of you there. So if you can head over to rtxaustin.com and do me a solid, you can buy your badge today. RTX, the only badge I won't hate when you wear it. Boy, it feels good to get that bag.
Ooh.
Folks.
Compliments to the banker.
Keeping the lights on here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Love
and
that.
And then turning them off so I can sleep on my Helix mattress. That one's for free. Don't you ask for another one. And now that you've helped us, it's time for us to try to help you. It's RT Cares.
Hello, welcome to RT Cares, the segment where we take your questions and turn them into dumb answers. You're welcome. Today's question is about friendship.
Oh.
Me and my best friend just became roommates, and it's starting to put a strain on our friendship,
yep.
Mainly because I'm pretty sure he keeps stealing the food that I bought for myself. How can I prove my friend is stealing my groceries? And more importantly, how do I stop them?
Keep that motherfucking thing on you.
That's how you stop. Just going for like a late night glass of milk, opening the door and swiveling around in a chair. The sound of a cocking pistol. I'm like, what's up, Kyle?
I have confirmed and compromised to a permanent end. My roommate, Kevin.
You go to the fridge, you take out like some like leftovers and all, and then you hear a ch-ch-ch, and you look over and all you see is someone's, your friend's eyes lit by the end of a cigarette cherry, just like in the dark.
Listen, so you set up an elaborate Rube Goldberg machine to whatever you have in the fridge.
Just a
series of levers and pulleys and balls falling down slides.
You better believe I better be here in Raymond Scott's powerhouse while that thing went bum, 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 bum.
I'll settle for some Danny Elfman. I have a secondary question for you.
Okay.
Is it a different Rube Goldberg machine for every item in the fridge?
Yeah,
or is every... Is it one machine and everything has
no,
a tie on
you got to be in it's ingenuity. You got to Rube Goldberg each item individually.
You know what's probably going to throw him away is you're going to be at home and hear your roommate be like, hey man, when did we get 75,000 marbles put above the fridge?
You just have Kevin McAllister? You have a Kevin McAllister, just paint cans everywhere. Just the roommate, just keys in the door, and you're just sitting there just like, today's the day. Boy, hey man, I'm so hungry. I had a real day at work. What's in the fridge? And you just hear,
so much ratcheting. God damn, there's a lot of have you noticed that the sound of ratcheting has gone up 100% in this apartment? Should not hear any ratcheting. Now it's all I hear.
All right. Obviously, a series of Rube Goldberg machines is not feasible.
Of course. No.
So my actual answer is three words.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina Reaper pepper.
Oh my god.
You put that shit in everything.
Oh my god. All
you
right.
Literally, you put whatever he steals, whatever they steal the most, you make it, and you make it like with the what is it, the hottest dab sauce or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And you put it right in the middle of, if it's an empanada, you put it in the pocket. If it's pizza, you put it as the sauce. And that's how you'll know, and that's how you stop it. And
the milk, it's not milk.
No.
It's Carolina Reaper pepper in white paint, because otherwise it'll fucking curdle.
No, you just put it through a Brita 17 times, get the color out.
Yeah.
Keep all of the spice essence.
Exactly. And so when you come home and your roommate's head is a steamship whistle, you will obviously know a lot of cartoon references in this episode, but this idea can't miss. My favorite thing about this question is mainly because I'm pretty sure he keeps stealing the food I bought for myself. It's only the two of you. So unless it's your roommate or a horrible other option where you've got like a secret person living in like the cabinets.
A terrible third thing.
Yeah. So like, yeah, it's definitely, unless you've got like nighttime eating disease.
That thing. Gremlins.
Ooh, I have that. I have nighttime eating disease.
Thanks to substances.
Yeah. It's when I'm fully awake and very present and I order DoorDash at 3 in the morning. Yeah.
What if your friend like is having friends over who are stealing the food? What then?
Ooh.
What is that?
Ooh.
Well, they're besties, so they have to have like a friend group, right?
Not necessarily.
That's true.
Here's the thing that is the awful truth. You should never live with somebody that you like as a person.
No, correct. You shouldn't.
Because what happens is every time you stop becoming friends with this person and you start hating them as the roommate that they are.
Yeah.
Yes.
for leaving too much hair in the sink, for never replacing the toilet paper roll,
for stealing your fucking food,
your delicious nom-noms.
On the flip side, because you thought that your roommate was buying communal milk, and suddenly you're eating fucking Carolina Reaper sauce and white paint mixed
together.
Bro, check your Venmo. I've been paying you this whole time. What the
wow,
fuck?
That's so good. Like,
oh my god!
I thought the almond. I was like, who drinks a gallon of almond milk? And they sold it in whole gallons.
I have lived with some people that I've been friends with, and we're no longer roommates, and we're also no longer friends. it's a hard thing to do. I'd also say that, like, you know, a lot of relationships, like straight up like romantic relationships, yeah, one of the biggest problems is that sometimes people are just not good roommates
together.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Yes. So my advice to you is obviously to poison them. And that's where I've been leading this whole time.
Well, that's what I said.
Is that you gotta get rid? Well, yeah, but I'm taking it a step further.
Okay,
Mondo, you're saying Carolina Reaper sauce. I'm saying ammonia.
Mondo, did you get me this water?
And then I'll teach him. Stop drinking the fucking waters that I put in the fridge for myself, Andrew.
I think every time we do one of these, at least one of the solutions is going to be crime. just crime. This is the way to get out of this.
By then it's too late.
I think you're right, Andrew, that there is no way that it's not your roommate unless you like eat in your sleep or somebody's living in your walls.
Yeah. Or like you forgot or like you misremembered how old the food was and he threw it out because it was stinky.
Correct.
Sure,
yeah,
sure,
it's
yeah,
got
yeah,
some
yeah,
mold
yeah,
on it.
Or he
sure,
just cared about you and didn't want you to get that food poisoning.
Yeah, but the more likely option is you live with the fucking scumbag who's taking your food.
Yeah.
If you want a real answer out of me, I would just say have a conversation because I've had this happen with people where like I've come home and I know exactly how many drumsticks there are.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan, I know how many drumsticks come in a Costco pack. You're not going to get away with it just because there's a lot of them. I count down as I eat the drumsticks.
Exactly.
Ryan.
And here's the other thing, too, because like in my estimation, or the kind of person that I am, and like the kind of like I'm non-confrontational, but I'm also generous. So like literally it's like, hey, bro, can I have a drumstick?
Yeah, just ask.
I'm not going to be like, no.
Yeah.
But it is the assumption of like, oh, this is all communal food.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's because it being polite and asking and just having a conversation. By the way, 90% of all problems can be solved with literally just talk to the person.
Oh, absolutely.
But like, it removes the element of surprise for when you go to a drumstick and there aren't any, and then you want to commit more crimes.
Yes. There is nothing worse than in your mind palace knowing exactly where the food is in the fridge that you want to eat after work, and you come home and it's not there, and you see your fucking dumb girlfriend with an empty plate next to her that you know that you kept the food that you were thinking about all day on that plate, and she's just sitting there having just finished it, and you're just like, and it, but what I do is then I go to the fridge and I go, hey, you see the rice I had in the fridge? And then she just goes, ooh, I didn't think you wanted to ask me.
Yeah.
Ask me for the rice. Ask me if I want. I didn't think. No, you didn't think. You should have asked.
This is coming from a very real place. We touched something very specific.
It's the only thing we've ever thought about.
That's so funny.
Again,
just opening the fridge, cut to Arthur clenched fist.
No, literally.
Like, oh my God.
Ask me about the rice.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of relationships fail because people are just bad roommates. And I'm sorry for your loss.
So, what I would say is what you have to do is absolutely nip this in the bud quickly and start a better form of communication between you, because as soon as resentment like starts to take root between two roommates, friendship over.
Oh,
like
yeah,
it will absolutely just eat that relationship out from the inside out. So
ain't no coming back.
And ain't no coming back from it. So I think you just have to have a very frank and honest discussion with this person.
My final verdict on it, by the way, secret fridge.
Ooh.
Secret second fridge.
Ooh, baby.
Secret
fridge
second fridge.
Mini fridge in the bedroom.
Lock your door.
Yeah, lock your door.
Or keep a lock on the fridge too. Keep a combo
absolutely
lock on that baby.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Secret fridge is the way to go.
And not like one of these like G Fuel fridges where you can see inside. I'm talking like a dorm black door mini fridge under the bed.
And by the way,
lofted.
And by the way, also, in addition to keeping roommates out of your stash, also, having a bedroom mini fridge, if this is a dude, or it doesn't really matter, if you're having a sex guest over, having a mini fridge in the room so you don't have to nakedly go get refreshments in the kitchen,
so
you just
true
reach over, bam, ice cold,
that's
fucking if they would sponsor this show, we could insert your beverage name here. You just reach over and grab an ice cold drink. Awesome.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Now you're the hero.
Now you're the hero.
And she doesn't remember the weird thing you did because you were hospitable.
I do want to say two things. Uh-huh. One, I'm sorry that we had to bleep out that brand name, but please sponsor us.
Please. Yep.
And secondly, there is a time limit on when mini fridge will work. And
correct.
I will tell you that from experience, because yep. when I was, I think 23, mm-hmm. I had an apartment where I had a mini fridge in my room.
Yeah.
yeah.
And the girl that I would bring over would be like, that's fucking awesome. You don't even have to get out of bed to get a sandwich.
Correct.
And I am now 27 years old. And if I brought somebody home and had a mini fridge in the room in the apartment I share with other people, uh-huh. I think any partner I brought home would be like, you need to get a job.
Move
so,
out.
Sort your fucking life out, mate. That's what they would yeah. do. Like,
I don't know.
Or?
A secret third thing. She thinks that you're a very, very wealthy Twitch streamer.
Ooh.
Just get
RGB
some
lights and a mini fridge in the bathroom.
I was going to say RGB lights, and RGB track lights, bathroom, LEDs.
That just means you're ranked number 3 on Twitch and you're about to get poached by Kick.
That is, fuck, that is so good. That is so good. So, you know why the mini fridge is okay? Because it started with this whole premise. You have a roommate. If you have a roommate, you can have a mini fridge. If you're living alone, and you have a mini fridge in your bedroom?
Red flag.
Red
no,
fucking
no, no,
flag.
No, 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 no,
no,
no, no.
Yes,
look,
yes.
I was trying to get out of it. I will posit to you that if you live absolutely alone and you have a mini fridge in your bedroom,
uh-huh.
that's even better.
No.
That's
no.
even better.
No.
Yes, absolutely.
Why?
Because it's awesome. What do you mean no?
No.
You're saying no?
No.
You're fucking wrong.
Are no. you Penguin
You're
Zero
fucking wrong.
Z or whatever? Are you Penguin Zero? Was it Charlie?
Moist Critical?
Are you Moist Critical?
Yeah, I am Moist Critical because I got a fucking fridge in my goddamn room and everything's wet because I leave the door open.
No.
I've done the math. It's cheaper than running the AC all summer.
No.
And it doubles as a fucking nightstand, okay?
Oh no.
I got a lamp on
everything
there.
You're saying is making it, when your lamp is RGB, everything you're saying is making it worse.
The amount of creosote-soaked pipe smoking material that's on that fucking mini fridge on your nightstand, goddamn.
If I see someone lives alone at home and has a mini fridge in their bathroom, I'm just like, this person had a very, or I'm sorry, in their bedroom. Okay. I don't know why I said bathroom. And I see they have a mini fridge in their bathroom. I'm like, this person had a kratom phase. Like,
a kratom phase.
Yeah, you had a kratom phase, like, for sure.
Well, first of all, you've brought the bathroom thing is interesting because I do want my chilled Pepto within reach. Here's okay.
You keep Pepto in the fridge.
What's better? What's worse? If I have a mini fridge in my apartment, in my bedroom that I live in alone, or I live in an apartment alone and I have a mini fridge in every room of the house. Is that better?
How big is the house?
Yeah.
3 bedrooms. In my mind. The one I live in is 1 bedroom.
If it's like a big house, sure.
Sure.
Like, you have to have floors, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, all houses have floors and walls and a roof.
If your house doesn't have a landing, then you can't do that.
Oh.
The living alone, no roommates fridge in the bedroom comes with a weed grinder. Like, they give you one. Like, look, I got you, Playboy.
They give you a Red Bull can with a false bottom.
All I'm saying is that what I lose in pussy, I make up for in fucking hang time with the homies, boy. Fuck yeah. Okay, let us know in the comments. Owning a mini fridge in your bedroom, when you live alone, weird or good? And also, if your roommates are stealing your food, just poison them and get a mini fridge. Mini fridge is a solution to everything. It's a 1-2 punch. First of all your real food stored in the mini fridge, all the decoy food dead.
Yep.
And that has been RT Cares. I hope to God that helped. And just to be safe, legal is telling me we are not liable for this advice. Welcome, everybody, to my favorite segment, Always On, where we take the week's headlines and turn them into jokes so that it's a little bit easier to learn about what's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
A little sugar for the medicine.
Yeah. I think today we're going to start off with our very own Griff.
Twitch's biggest streamer, XQC, is signing with Kick, a new streaming platform that appears to be centered around online gambling. Finally, now streamers can bond with their dads over something manly and traditional. Crippling gambling addictions. Son, I don't get why you're always on the computer all day. Dad, I'm gambling. Oh, okay. Oh, I love me some slots.
Now, let me ask you a question, son. Is this the same Kick where I used to have to meet the people that I've met on Craigslist? Is that a different type of Kick?
No, Dad. It's very confusing.
Oh, jeez. An Australian woman who was stranded in the wilderness is being praised as a hero after surviving for 5 days on only wine and candy. But I do it for 3 months and suddenly I have a problem.
Yeah, but you do it in not the wilderness is the issue. It's about the locale. Oh,
okay. So I do it surrounded by trees, yeah, which I also do already.
I do love that that is actually called the Armando on GoPuff. Order the Armando signature pack. It's a bottle of wine and candy.
But it's 5 days worth of wine and candy.
All right. An Indiana man appeared before a judge last week for a parole violation, and when he heard his sentence of 200 days in prison, bolted from the courtroom and tried to escape. The judge actually considered letting him go because the only thing worse than being in prison is being free in Indiana.
I'm not gonna lie, Indiana, one of those states I forget about.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you're going through a Rolodex of states, Indiana's not, like, Arkansas,
I forget about.
Yeah.
I just Idaho? Learned that New Jersey isn't a city.
What?
Yeah.
It's not
a whole state.
It's not a borough?
Nah.
Oh. Well, the more you know.
The more you know.
On Juneteenth, a holiday celebrating the belated freeing of slaves in Texas, Senator Josh Hawley tweeted out the following tone-deaf statement. Christianity is the faith, and America is the place slavery came to die. That's like if the guy who killed Bruce Wayne's parents, like, was claiming to bring down crime rates in Gotham by making Batman. It doesn't... It's like, technically, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah?
In related news... An Illinois man was charged last Thursday after he shot himself in the leg while having a dream that his home was being robbed. Locals on scene reported that his wife was quoted as saying, "Oh, but when I have a dream you're cheating on me, I'm overreacting." I realized that most of my punchlines are me just being angry.
So when I do it, it's...
Oh,
it's okay when you do it, but when I do it...
Oh, but when I make a tone-deaf tweet, then I'm in trouble. But you do it and you get to be senator.
Just weaponized incredulity. All right. Mm.
Incredulity, those are those little pods for nicotine, right? That I charge on my little mini fridge nightstand that I have in my studio apartment.
Okay.
Next year, free grinder.
All right. A New Mexico woman got a surprise last week when she bit into a Sonic drive-in hot dog and found a baggie of cocaine, which is without question the healthiest thing ever served at a Sonic drive-in.
They don't have any suspects yet, but they think it might be the guy who was just skiing across the parkway with no roller skates on.
He was just flying like a hummingbird from car to car.
And if it wasn't him, it was the blue hedgehog running 100 miles an hour saying, "I love chili dogs."
Man, I feel like you could say the phrase, "He was surprised when biting into a Sonic hot dog," for every person that's ever bitten into a Sonic hot dog. You go, "Hold on, this is food? What the fuck?"
Oh, man.
Depression among adults is on the rise in the U.S., according to the CDC study, which reported that nearly 1 in 5 American adults is diagnosed with depression.
Interesting. Mm. 1 in 5. Mm. Hey, are you depressed? Yeah? Mm. All right, we found him. Take him out. We got him.
Get this man on 10 milligrams of Lexapro stat.
Climate change activists held a protest in Massachusetts last week where, in order to raise awareness, they decided to drop their pants. Key members of the group were calling for more attention to be paid to our environment, whereas smaller members of the group said, "See, the climate change does affect something. It's really cold right now. Come on." And this is just a reminder to the folks out there. It's not the size of the boat. It's the fact that the ocean rises 3.4 millimeters every year. Yes. Just like those activists.
God.
Folks, final story of the night. Backstock of Kanye West's Yeezy shoes are back on sale after Adidas cut ties with the Cleveland Show guest star. It's pretty ironic that this monstrous anti-Semite is now being associated with piles of empty shoes.
No. My God.
Folks.
Oh, folks. Right. Well, that has been Always On. I have been Armando.
I've been Andrew.
And thank you for tuning into the RT Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Mwah.
Bye, everybody.
Hey.